and I'm delighted to have yet another guest with me. And I love interviews like this because it's a debut. Yes, a debut EP. Yes, fun new things. I'm so excited. And it's a beautiful EP as well, by the way. It's called Living in Shadows. It's by the lovely Auckland-based Ms. Mia, who I have on the line with me right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's pretty exciting. My first EP. So, yeah, I'm just you know, chilling, but happy.
Yeah. Now, congratulations, first of all. How are you feeling about it all?
Thank you. I'm feeling like excited, but also like relieved, like it's done. Like all the effort and all the work that, you know, not just me, like everyone that's been involved in it has, you know, put in a lot of work into it. So it's good to see something, you know, come to fruition. So,
yeah. Now tell me, how long, because it never ceases to amaze me how long these things can take sometimes. How was the journey of this EP? When did it all start?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd been wanting to release an EP for ages, but I suppose planning it and figuring out what's actually going to go into it probably started somewhere last year or last year. And then figuring out which songs actually fit the theme once I'd selected the main single, I suppose. So about a year and a half. I can't really remember. It's been so... she's like
that. That goes further in expressing how long this takes than anything you can say, really. Are you quite a prolific songwriter and producer?
I'm more of a songwriter, and I think I have moments of time where I write prolifically. Like I'll, you know, write a few songs in a short period of time, and then I'll have moments where I don't. So yeah, it just depends if I have something to write about or if I'm feeling really strongly about something, then I'll be writing until that feeling is appeased, I suppose.
I love that. Love that. And so you mentioned kind of picking your songs for this EP. How was that process?
I never thought that I would release, well, I didn't think Shadows would be one of the title song for it, but I guess
really
after, you know, playing it live a few times and people really liked it, so I was like, oh yeah, okay, maybe I'll release that one and just make the EP around it. So I think it's just for Shadows was always going to be in it, and some of the other ones, I just sort of thought, what fits in that theme somehow? Like,
love that.
And yeah, just add it.
Because, I love Shadows. It's an amazing song. It's really interesting how, like, it didn't stand out to you initially. I guess it's fascinating, people's different perspectives. You released some music last year as well, correct?
Yes.
How was this different? Like, did it feel more mammoth of a task?
I think it. I've just been learning since the first release, and trying to make it a bit more streamlined. I don't know if I'm doing that, but like just, you know, learning along the way. Like I mean, the first release, I didn't even know you had to have cover art. Like I was like, oh, you know, that sort of thing. And then now it's like I'm all about the visuals. So there's a lot more involved, and the planning, it just seems like a bigger task, and sort of making it all fit together, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you've just done a friggin' great job. I love living in shadows. Are you going to celebrate with some performances?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the other thing. I am planning a release gig, like a bigger one sometime this year. But I am playing a show on the 30th of June, and it's with Breaking Sound. So it's just going to be like an acoustic version of the EP. But yeah, later on, there will be a bigger sound, I suppose. not just me.
Love that.
Yeah, just needs to be planned a bit. Yeah,
it all bloody needs to be planned, doesn't it? Honestly, it never ends.
I know, right?
Yeah. So tell me, are you like mentally, are you on to the next thing now? Are you thinking about your next music, or are you just relishing in the release?
I'm trying not to be like, okay, what's next, but I am thinking about the next one. But yes, I'm trying to not, but I am sort of.
spoken like a true musician there. They all tell me they want to just enjoy their release, but they're already thinking about next music.
Right? It's like as soon as you get one done, oh, what's next? Oh, how can we make this better? You know, yeah, it's always just, but that is how it is, I guess,
in the creative
process. You know, it inspires creative work.
That's so true. That is just, it's how it works. Mia, thank you so much for joining me this morning. You should be absolutely stoked on this EP. And I'm really, really quite excited to be able to play Shadows now for the audience. Yeah, you should be absolutely so proud of yourself. If people want to kind of keep up to date with you or listen to your music, where can they do that?
They can find me on Spotify. It's under Ms. Mia. I'm also on my socials is at Ms. Mia Sings, so ms.mia_sings, S-I-N-G-S.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
And that was the lovely Ms. Mia talking about her debut EP out today. It's called Living in Shadows. Here is the, I guess, semi-title track of that EP. It's called Shadows. It's beautiful. Do enjoy.
I put the hood over my face. There is nothing in this place. The walls around me stand strong. I'll take the blame and walk away. There is nothing left to say. Tried to play the game and I lost.
I'm leaving.
I went to school just to prove that I could do what they do. I took the job, the money, I thought I made it. But I could hear my soul weep as it whispered in my ear. You're living in the shadows. There's nothing in this place but shadows. There's nothing in this place but shadows. There's nothing in this place but shadows. I put the hood over my face. There is nothing in this place. The walls around me stand strong. I bow my head and go my way. There is nothing left to pay. Tried to play the game and I lost.
I'm leaving.
Over the moon I went to see the craters up close. All that I had I spent. Now I got nothing. But I could hear my soul weep as it whispered in my ear. Ooh, shadows. There's nothing in this place but shadows.
Don't let
let your life go past.
Follow your own heart,
then you'll be out of the dark, not in the shadow. Shadows, there's nothing in this place but